We're here in Forlì in preparation for Ballytown's Europa League preliminary round match tomorrow with Colin Cater, manager of Ballytown. Colin, you've just had your training session. First impressions of the facilities here and the pitch?
Yeah, the stadium's very good. The pitch is really dry, quite bubbly. One of the goal mouths is going to be quite testing if they don't repair it tomorrow, which they've promised to do. But, you know, we'll just get on with it, and it's same for both. And, you know, I'm quite confident that we'll do okay with the squad that we've got.
And the journey over here has been pretty painless. You chartered a flight over, which has been great preparation. You must be pleased with the travel arrangements.
Yeah, the travel arrangements can't be any better, really. You know, we flew out of Liverpool. We've got quite a few Merseyside-based lads, and then the other lads have stayed in hotels. So it's good preparation, really. We've got no excuses, and, you know, hopefully we can take the travelling arrangements and our preparations in pre-season into a good result tomorrow.
And one of your senior players, Chris Venables, he's making his 11th European appearance for a third different club. He's never won a game in Europe, but he feels like this opportunity is one where he can right that wrong. He thinks the camaraderie in the squad is great, the confidence in the squad is great, and the quality in the squad is good enough. You must be pleased to hear that from a senior player.
Yeah, Chris has added a lot to the camaraderie and the professionalism of the squad, and the attitude as well. His attitude as a non-league player is absolutely second to none. And he breeds that into the squad, and especially with the new lads as well who've come in. So, you know, it's not a great stat that Chris has got, but we've lost the last four times that we've been into Europe over the two legs, and, you know, we're desperate to put it right, and hopefully we can have a great start and a great result tomorrow to take us to the home tie and reel.
And that's right, Colin, this is your fifth tie with Ballytown in Europe. Who would have thought that when you took over the reins all those years ago? But an incredible journey you've taken the club on with some of the other people. What would it mean for you and for Ballytown to get your first ever win over two legs?
It'd be absolutely fantastic. You know, the Welsh Cup was an amazing achievement for us as a group and me as a manager. And this had beat that, because, you know, we've failed four times, and, you know, it's frustrating, and, you know, I want to put it right, and I think I've assembled a really good squad to give us a great chance of progressing into the next round. And, you know, hopefully on the day, if things go our way and, you know, we play the game with our minds as well as our ability, then hopefully we can get a good result, and just hope that we don't underachieve and let the night pass us by and make sure we get the right result that takes us to real.
And the players you've brought into the squad, Andy Mangan, Thames, these are goal scorers that have played, you know, they've scored goals for every club they've played at. That was probably lacking last year, goals in the squad. You must be pleased to get those two guys on board.
Yeah, it was difficult last year at times. The injury list, you know, we had six or seven lads out injured at times, and we had to force lads to play through injury, and then they lack confidence with not scoring. But, you know, Thames and Andy Mangan are going to add to the firepower with Kieran Smith, Ian Sheridan and Mike Hayes. So, you know, we've got competition for places, and whichever lineup that we go with tomorrow, we'll have firepower on the bench, which we didn't have a lot of last season with our squad. So, you know, we've got great strikers that we've brought in, and obviously great strikers that have been here for a while. And it's not down to them as well. It's set plays. Our defenders need to chip in, and our midfielders need to chip in. So, you know, it'll be a good game.
Colin, best of luck tomorrow. Let's fingers crossed that we get a win for Wales.
Thank you, Andy.